flight 1549.
Blog Talk Radio.
Who would you want in the cockpit? Captain Sully or a pilot on their maiden flight? If Captain Sully was your choice, then experience is important to you. And that's what Voices of Experience with Paul Casey is all about. People with experience in their chosen field. A variety of topics are explored. Tune in to Voices of Experience every Wednesday at 3 p.m. right here on KKNW.
And now for your alternative talk weather outlook. For today, we'll see gradually clearing skies throughout the day, becoming mostly sunny, giving us daytime temperatures around 43, and southeast winds between 5 and 9 miles per hour. Overnight, mostly cloudy, with a low around 38. For tomorrow, it should be a mostly cloudy day, bringing us a high near 44 and a low around 39. And finally, to begin the weekend on Saturday, rain is likely throughout the morning and afternoon, high near 45.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Personal Wisdom Show with me, Rita Johnson, and Dr. Pat. Are you curious to learn about your soul-level purpose? Do you want to explore how you can move forward in your life in a way that's more in line with your purpose and values? Have you ever been told to just ignore that little voice inside? Then you are already aware of your knowing. This show is an opportunity to hear my story of uncovering my personal wisdom and to learn to do it for yourself. Be fearless in trusting your body, intuition, and inner knowing. Get ready to step into your wisdom and bring forward your authenticity. The Personal Wisdom Show starts now.
Wow, that's so beautiful to listen to. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the Personal Wisdom Show. And I'm Dr. Pat. I get to really MC this show, co-host it with Nita Johnson. Today is really one of these fascinating topics. But before we go there, you should know a little bit about who she is. If you want to know about personal wisdom, first thing you want to do is go find out more about me. Go to personalwisdomcoachingnow.com. But if you want to hear about how she navigates the waters of personal wisdom, you're going to hear it in the show. You're going to hear about how for over 30 years, you know, she has been leading teams and a certified international coach. She is somebody that has been out there helping people navigate sometimes some very, very stormy waters. But in the end, we're all searching for that wisdom that will enable us to truly live the life that we were meant to live. So how does knowing your purpose connect to your wisdom? How does knowing that connect to your wisdom? But even more importantly, how do you know when your knowing is connecting to your wisdom? Nita, it's great to have you. Welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Pat, and thank you for the kind and generous introduction. I'm delighted to be here with everybody today. You know, my business name is Personal Wisdom Coaching because that is fundamentally who I am, what I believe, and how it fits together. And the foundation for me really lies in your question, and that is knowing your soul level purpose. Every one of us comes into this world gifted with a purpose. It's always a positive purpose, and it's what helps us learn and stretch and grow into the human being that we were meant to be. And when you understand that purpose, and you understand, as we talked a little bit last time, about how to connect to your body's knowing, the intersection of those two things lets you navigate this world from a place of power. You know why you're here? You're listening to a body that gives you the clues when you're moving in a healthy direction or in a direction that throws up the cautions. We always have free will and free choice. But the intersection of those two gives you a tool set that absolutely will not fail you. It's something you use in the big things, the little things, and is an innate part of you. And it makes life so much simpler when you have a navigation guide.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things I was so eager to talk with you about today as I was looking back over the notes for today is how to take a look at purpose and why, in your words, why it's important to uncover yours, why it's important for people listening to uncover it. And I love the words that you choose. You choose some of the most interesting and powerful words because you're saying uncover yours. You're not saying find it like it doesn't exist within you, like it's like in some crazy forest somewhere. You're really helping people tap in to that which is inside of themselves, right?
Absolutely. We are born with this purpose. It is a soul gift. However you identify the divine, that is what was embedded in us as we began this journey. And it's really about knowing. One of the things I've learned over my 30-plus year career is most people I encounter confuse purpose with career. Your purpose isn't the job that you do. It isn't to be.
It seems like we lost that connection there.
Why don't we go to a quick break and come right back? How's that sound?
All right. That sounds good with me.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
When I move my body just like this, I don't know why, but I feel like me.
How do you feel, Jeff? Okay. Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. If your life is stressful and unfulfilling, would you like to make changes but just don't know how? I want to recommend The Necktie and the Jaguar, a fabulous book by Carl Greer. This is a memoir. It has questions that help us understand what our story's about, how to change it, and how to live a life that is so aligned with who we are. For more information to purchase the book, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or go to CarlGreer.com.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Do you remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest? The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit QuantumTouch.com.
You know, here's what I love about that music. Yo, that is good stuff. Here's why. If you're lucky in life, and Nita, you're going to talk about this. If you're lucky in life, you will realize that whether your internet's wonky, your clients are wonky, who your family's wonky, you're wonky, whatever that is, it boils down to the fact that we have the freedom to choose. But if we just knew how to do it, that's what today's show's about, right, Nita? It's really what we're talking about is there are several parts of purpose that you talk with, that you coach clients about. And you and I were just laughing a little bit because I was kind of like, I was kind of thinking to myself, I couldn't think of a word until like we had a little technical glitch. And then the word that came to mind is unstable. And I thought, well, wait a minute. That doesn't mean we're not going to continue the show. That doesn't mean we're not going to keep talking about purpose. Part of this, right, is how we present ourselves, isn't it? It's how we go about this conversation of uncovering our purpose. Take us through that, would you?
Absolutely. And yes, this has been a really unstable period for everybody. You know, anyone I connect with, we've had more technology glitches. We've had calendar screw-ups. There's just something going on in the world right now. But what I've learned is it's all fixable. So we lose 30 seconds. Who cares? It's literally not the end of the world. As one of my friends says, it's not like, you know, we're saving lives here. We are in a different way, but it's not like a tragedy. And uncovering purpose is one of those ways that you can center yourself when you get to that period of instability. If it's okay, I'd like to share what mine is, because I have the misconception, in my opinion, that purpose is your career, that it's how you choose to make money, that it's something, but it's richer and it's deeper than that.
Mm-hmm.
And mine is to be completely me, trusting my connection to source, providing invisible service as a trusted listener, creating space for all. Everybody's purpose has three components. It's why you're here as a human being. It's how you work as a human doing and how you impact others. So it's really a way to think about, how do I engage with this world? What's really relevant? What's happening? So my human being is being completely me. One of the things that I discovered when I uncovered my purpose is that I was busy putting on a mask when I worked in corporate. Mm-hmm. I created this shell and this persona that I needed to protect myself because it didn't feel okay to show up as who I truly am as a person, mm-hmm. and it eats you alive. So by knowing that that part of myself is to show the world, that's what empowers me to sit here and talk to you today about the things that maybe aren't comfortable for people to think about, that they have a soul purpose, that they've been here for a reason. That's kind of woo-woo scary stuff. Yeah. But yet that's what I'm called to do, is to talk about that. As I reflect back, my connection to source has provided everything I've needed in my life. When I wander away from that, I get in trouble. When I tune in and listen, it's there. So that's kind of my human being aspect. My doing aspect is that trusted listener and invisible service. I'm not a front and center girl. You don't find me at the front of the room, the crowd. I'm always in the back, connected with you and saying, what can I do for you? How can I hear you? I listen at that soul level to try to support you. And when I do those things, I create space for the people who need that engagement to show up and come in and be welcome. So that's what purpose is. It's how you can be as your whole self in the world. Mine has a lot of words. I have one client, her purpose is to dance joyfully through life. And it's, you know, she happens to be a dancer, and it shows up that way. So purpose doesn't have to be this long and elaborate set of words, but it needs to reflect really what you're here for and how you recognize that and move yourself forward.
Yeah, I love the way you do this. And what it sounds like, please correct me if I'm wrong on this, we're going to go right to the half hour here. We're not going to take another break because, like, this is so important. Being, doing, impact, BDI. I love this. You know, I was reflecting a minute. I'd love for you to comment on this. When I was younger, I was very athletic, sports, you know, state champion, table tennis player. People laugh at me, ping pong, seriously, Pat. But here's what I was known for. I was called unshakable. Now, you're losing 15-3. Mm-hmm. And people would look at me and they said, we never knew that. We never knew. You know, we would come to your match and see the match. And until we saw the score, we wouldn't know you were losing 15-3. And I thought about that a lot because I've been watching myself recently. And I've got to get back to that place of being where when life shows up, it's not good and it's not bad. But Mita, wouldn't you agree? I think all of us in these past months, as my mama used to say, girls, you got to know when the rubber meets the road. This is my mama from the South. We never understood that, but I'm really reflecting on what you said, being, doing, and impact. It's almost as if you do this the way you describe so beautifully, the being and the doing, will have an impact, won't you?
Absolutely.
Wow, this is great.
Absolutely. You know,
I love it.
Purpose statements can be short and sweet. It's like the person who dances through life with joy. You know, you might say, well, where's the impact in that? Can you imagine the energy that radiates from that person? If she is literally dancing with joy, how could she not have an impact? I mean, the world's going to smile just by how she shows up. We need smiles. We need those things. So purposes might feel small, but they're all huge. Because every one of us, think about the positivity that we bring when we live into that purpose and show up like our spirit and soul intended us to, and not some withdrawn, cautious, I don't know how to trust myself in the world person. Just think about the different energy you show up when you're living into your light or when you're afraid of your light.
I want to talk to you about that. When people say afraid of your light, what do you mean afraid of your light? Afraid of your light? Yeah, it's a reality. I mean, there's so many quotes in The Course in Miracles, Marianne Williamson. There's, you know, there's so many quotes about how we can fearlessly jump out of a plane at 18,000 feet. You're jumping out, and honestly, there's a picture of me. My friends say, I never looked happier. You can do that, right? Yes? Yes? Mm-hmm. That same person, without the tools you're talking about, could have fear about even opening a letter that you don't want to open, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, fear is a healthy thing. I mean, it keeps us safe. But there's a fine line between being respectful of the wisdom and the fear that your body's creating. It's telling you, slow down, make a good decision, be thoughtful. But it doesn't have to imprison you. And I think that's where a lot of us get stuck is, how do I listen to my fear? How do I uncover the message that my body is giving me? And then how do I move forward? How do I either embrace it, set it aside, or walk away? Sometimes you literally should be walking away.
Let's talk about that for a minute. Because sometimes, I'm going to channel my mom again. I'm sorry. You know, sometimes you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. And walking away doesn't mean that you've given up anything, right? Can you talk about that? Because in the journey of this personal wisdom and life purpose, sometimes you have to shut a door. And I know you working with clients. You have 30 years in HR. We know what it's like to be confronted with days where sometimes you hold them and sometimes you fold them, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, your experience in HR and your coaching experience and what you do, when you put that together to personal wisdom, you must be able to guide people to incredible journey points. That's what I'm excited about.
I hope so. I mean, that's really what I want to do with the people who partner with me. And one of the things that we talk about, and at least in the language that I use, Dr. Pat, is the shadow side of purpose. You know, we hear the yin and the yang, the dark and the light. Everything that's positive has its balance point. And I don't like the word negative because that has a bad connotation in our society. But it's like the two sides of a battery. It's the poles. You need both sides. And when my clients get to the point where they've uncovered and owned and embraced their purpose words, then we start to look at how does that show up as their shadow side. And the shadow side is the part of us as humans that are not the people we want to be. It's that, you know, you remember being a mischievous kid and you knew you shouldn't do something, but you kind of did it anyway. Or, you know, you pick at your sibling and you pick at their sore spot and you know better than doing that, but we do it. Human beings aren't perfect. So part of this knowing your wisdom is when you have your purpose and you take the time to do the deep work and say, so how do I show up when I'm not living my purpose? So what's the opposite of it? And when you can see the balances of those, you start to tune into how am I engaging with someone? Am I choosing to live in purpose or am I choosing to live in shadow? And what are the consequences of making the choice to live on the shadow side? And one of the beautiful things about being a human being is we always get to choose. You can choose to live into purpose and you can choose to live out of.
Yeah, I love that we're talking about, see, you know what I love about this today? Okay. I love that we're talking about purpose as a powerful tool that is so attached to the freedom we have to choose and make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
How often have you heard people speak about, and myself including, where you feel like look, I'm the person that created crust busting. So I know what it's like to be crusted over. I mean, I totally get what it's like to be stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And the greatest gift of speaking with you and doing a show like this is I get to be the student every day. I get to be the student.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, in 18 years, I have not heard people talk about the way you uncover purpose being, doing, and impact. That is so brilliant because if we could master one, right,
mm-hmm.
and master is a hard word, but let's just say if we could start up with one of them,
mm-hmm.
what are the possibilities, Nita? What are the possibilities?
You know, they're endless. They're absolutely endless because when you know and understand that, you are wise. And wise people behave in ways that move them forward. And it opens you up to receive in a way that perhaps you didn't know before because you know who you are. You know what you stand for. You know why you're here. Your body's talking to you. You are powerful. You don't get knocked over. You're like the willow in the wind that bends and sways and adapts as opposed to being this rigid thing that doesn't quite know what they're here for, what they're doing, and how to navigate. So you scatter and you fall. This gives you that grounded place to adapt and to move. I kind of like that tree vision. I hadn't really thought about it before, but I really liked that movement of the tree in the storm.
How strong are they? How strong are they rooted,
mm-hmm.
right? And have you ever really seen how powerful roots can be and the strength of a tree,
mm-hmm.
right? And taken up in a storm can withstand, like, I would look at some of the winds, it can withstand those. But when it's become unprepared, when time has gone on, when something mm-hmm. has happened, where the strength that it once had no longer exists.
Mm-hmm.
It has to yield.
It does.
To the forces.
It does. One of the tools that I teach my clients is to use their place of purpose, both their physical place and their spiritual place, because we talked last time, my purpose shows up as an energy halo. When I'm connected and engaged, I can literally feel it. Everybody I've partnered with and others who use the same methodology that I do says your place of purpose shows up somewhere in your body. So when you know, when your fingers tingle or your heart feels good or you get that warm, fuzzy spot, your body's telling you you're connected with your purpose. So when you have the language and the physical connection, you have everything you need to make a decision. So one of the things I teach my clients is a really simple little binary chart. So if you think about your purpose as your essential element, so for me, to be completely me, trusting my spirit connection, trusted listener, creating space, all those words boil down to those four concepts. When I'm faced with a decision that I'm really thinking about,
yeah,
I create a little yes, no. And so it's like, okay, I'm going to make up an example. I'm thinking
about... Yeah, can we do an example?
Yep.
Because this is so helpful in so many ways. Can you walk us through an example, please?
I can. So recently I was invited to join a nonprofit board. It's an organization that will create some ripples in the community. And so it wasn't an easy yes or a no, because I have to think about, do I want affiliated with this? What does it do to help my business? Does it hurt me? How does it this and that? So what I do is I go to my place of purpose and my decision tools. So the question is joining this board a good decision for me? So first thing, can I be completely me if I join this board? Yes. Does it feed my connection to source? Yes, because my God asks me to show up and to support people, and this is a marginalized community, so how else can I do that? Can I be a trusted advisor and listener for this board? Yes. Does it allow space for people who maybe don't have the services? Is it creating an impact? The answer is yes. So quickly, I can check in and say, my purpose says this is in alignment. I double check that with my top three values, which is authenticity, compassion, and commitment. So is saying yes to this in alignment with those as well? For me, clearly, yes, I can be myself with this. It's authentic, and it exhibits the compassion and commitment that I want to show up with in the community. So in a really quick little boom, 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 I have this internal checklist that I use, and the answer was clearly, this is a good decision for me. It will be a positive impact for this organization, and it's the right time and place. I said yes to the invitation. And I invite my clients to just do a little Excel or paper and pencil and put those purpose elements there. So when you have that, you have a reference point. I've done it enough, I can do it in my head. But as you get started, to have that paper and pencil, and you know, Pat, the energy of taking thought to pencil to paper, there's something powerful there as well.
Crazy. Yeah.
But it's a foolproof way to make a decision.
Oh, I love this. Okay, so here's where we're going to go, Nita. What we're going to do is going to take a break. Because as you were... Oh, my gosh. My mind is a really interesting place to be sometimes. As you was going through it, I was going through a scenario. I have a couple of things that I'm really, it's on the plate for me to do. And I was going through the scenario. I had two really interesting things happen this week. One might be called the shadow side of purpose. And then the other was so absolutely the solution to this. And I'm sitting here as you were going through it, and I almost broke out in a little sweat because I'm like, I could hear my mind jump in and say, I don't know that I'm good enough for that board. It's not even my board. It's like your board. It's like your board. But that's what I want to talk about when we come back, because I love how clean your process is. Because if you go to that first thing, the mind doesn't have an opportunity to tempt you into fear.
Mm-hmm.
Before we go to break, how do we find out about you? How do people work with you? All of the above.
So you can find me at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com. There's a contact me form there. Just drop me a little note. We'll connect for a Zoom or a phone call, talk about what I do, which is really working with individuals to find their purpose, create their success path. And if it's a great fit, we go forward. First meeting's always an exploratory, complimentary, and there to figure out if this is the right thing for you.
Man, I love it. When we come back, what Mita's going to do is take us on this beautiful journey, beautiful, beautiful journey of the, ready? The shadow side. See, shadow is a reflection of some kind, right? It doesn't mean it's a scary horror movie unless we make it that. But what happens if it does happen to show up? What do you do with it? How do you honor it? I'm not going to do this. Mita Johnson's going to take us through all of that. We'll be right back, everybody.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com. Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the conscious parenting community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dreams. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dreams that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes. So live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Look, welcome back, everybody. I want to welcome you back to the show. I am, first of all, some days I have to pinch myself. I never imagined that I would get to have a conversation with someone that brings so much wisdom forward and is in such service of other people. And, you know, I'm talking about Mita Johnson. I'm talking about the show she does. But more than that, this is her purpose. Personal wisdom, that is what she helps us all realize, uncover, and does it in such a beautifully effective, powerful way. And, you know, what we're talking about here is this. This is the connecting the dots. How do you know, like, your purpose is connected to your wisdom? And then, for me, if you agree with that, how do you know when it is? How do you know when it isn't? And then what the heck do you do about it? Before we talk about, like, the shadow side of purpose, I didn't even know there was one. But before we talk about that, tell people how they can work with you, because you work with people one-on-one. You work with people in groups. You're doing all sorts of things. How do people do that?
Absolutely. If you visit personalwisdomcoachingnow.com, there's a contact form there. It pops me a note. You can see a little bit about the services that I offer. We connect for a confidential one-on-one that's a discovery. It's complimentary, and it helps us really explore what you're looking for, what I offer, how we work together, and then we make a good decision for both of us from there. Would love to hear from you and have that conversation, because it's a great way to meet you, even if we never partner.
You know, it's interesting. Let's talk about the journey for a minute, because you and I both have HR experience, human resources experience, right? That was our career path.
Yes.
Not necessarily like our purpose, but we both have that in common and see so many different faces of humanity, right?
Yes.
My question is to you, I never thought in like a gazillion years that those skills or what I learned even about the dark side would help me today.
Absolutely.
So talk about the shadow side. And honestly, I know that it was talked about by Jung, but we don't talk about the shadow side of purpose. That's got to be unique to you.
I don't know. I kind of like to start with the image of Peter Pan. You know, he's chasing his shadow. Every one of us has a shadow. If at certain times of the day it's invisible because you're standing directly, but your shadow is always a part of you. And purpose is the soul level reason to be. And shadow is where I believe your humanity intersects with that soul. It's that part of us that knows we're not making the best choice. It's the part of us that chooses to behave in a way that perhaps isn't the most mature or kind or generous. And yet it's always part of us. It's that kind of nasty little thoughts that's in our brain that we don't really want to say out loud, or at least most of us don't say it out loud. And it's a way of also tuning into your wisdom, because when you know what's positive and moving you forward and what's less generous, I don't want to say wrong or negative, because our shadow is neither right nor wrong. It's simply just the opposite side of where we are. And so when you take the time to really dive in, for example, the entry to my purpose statement is to be completely me. My shadow side of that is when I get busy putting on all the little layers to show up in a meeting or a company or someplace and contort myself into what somebody else wants me to be. I can do it. I can survive, but I do not thrive. And so that's the shadow side of being completely me. And many of us have similar experiences like that. We know when we're kind of putting on that armor or that protection because we're not living authentically into who and where we are. So I invite my clients to really spend a long time. This isn't a fast exercise, but we look at your purpose components, and then we look at what's commonly known as the wheel of life. And it has like the 12 common areas. So how do you show up at family, your career, your spiritual? And think about how you show up in both your positive and your shadow side in all of those environments. And I invite you to write it out, because, again, it's that connection. And what you do in that process is you really hone into what your body's telling you. For example, I'm the oldest, and I'm an Enneagram 1. and I know all my shadow and my purpose stuff. And my assigned role in my family as the oldest child is to be in charge, make decisions, blah, 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 blah. I don't know that I always want to own that role, but I know that my shadow side says when I'm not wanting to be there, I'm bratty and I'm bossy and it's my way or no way. I'm always going to be the oldest child. I'm always going to be a perfectionist. I'm always going to listen. But in my family role, that shows up as being the bossy older sister instead of the compassionate friend. So by knowing that, I get to choose when my brother annoys me as to whether I'm going to show up as the bossy older sister or whether I'm going to show up as the compassionate, authentic person that says my purpose is. And we smile because that's an easy example. But that's the value in knowing that shadow. It's one more binary choice of, am I going to live in the shadow or am I going to live in the light? And how do I want the world to embrace me in that?
Yeah, I love that you brought up the Enneagram. And if people don't know what that is, they need to really go find that out because it is so, what I love about you bringing that up and the example you use is it is a great way for the people around you to see and understand you, and it's a great way for them to see themselves. You know, I did mine, and I think Linda and Jessica did theirs, and they both saw the types, and they said, hello, that explains everything about you, Pat. And I was just like, yeah, it does, doesn't it? But you see, aren't you talking about understanding and a little humor, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How do you face your shadow side?
I think for me that journey was acknowledging it.
Mm-hmm.
Because as humans, we don't want to see those sides of ourselves. You know, we all have this nice little image that we're just fine like we are. I don't need to grow. I don't need to stretch. I don't need to learn. I don't need to be any of these things.
Mm-hmm.
So getting comfortable enough to say humanity means I have failures and falling downs and foibles. I'm here to learn and to grow and to become a better being. So stepping into that awareness and choosing to learn about your shadow, that's why I invite my clients to take an extended period of time to really vet out that shadow. We can all do a quick little trite answer and say they're done, but you're not really. You did an exercise, you didn't learn anything. And so when you open up and decide to learn and you take the 2 or 3 or 5 months that it takes to really think about it and acknowledge, yeah, I'm not necessarily proud of this, but it's part of who I am.
Yeah.
And now what do I do with it?
Wow. Yeah. I mean, isn't that part of, and let me just tell you really my thoughts about it, and then I'd love for you to chime in. I realized along the way later on in life that I needed to work with somebody because I just wasn't able to get through my life, the decisions I was making, how I was making them by myself. I needed to have an objective person, albeit a coach. I believe in coaches. I believe in mentors beyond anything that I can imagine. If it wasn't for the people that mentored me in my life, I didn't know that that's what they were doing. One, I don't know that I'd be alive. And two, so much wisdom,
mm-hmm.
so much insight. When we look at the shadow side of purpose, how important is it for us to sometimes work with somebody like you? I know for me, I don't see myself very well.
You know, coaches are not therapists because there's a very specific difference between them. Therapists look backwards. Coaches help you look forward.
Exactly.
It's a simple version of that. I think it is possible to do this work in isolation. But I think it is short-sighted.
Yeah.
Because we allow ourselves to delude ourselves. We don't always answer the hard questions. And by having that accountability partner that a coach brings you, My job is sometimes to simply stare at you until you admit you didn't do it right. And it's to ask those questions and to say, even if you only fill in one box over the next month, do it authentically and honestly, and let's talk about what you learned. Ability to communicate it, own it, say it out loud, that gives you the space to, again, choose to grow, mm-hmm. to listen, and to learn. Again, I think all of us shy away from it. And so when you engage with somebody that you trust, A, you know that person's not going to judge you for whatever comes out of your mouth, because we're not. That's not the job. But it is to really push you to be your best mm-hmm. yeah. and to be your most honest and authentic with yourself. At the end of the day, nobody else cares, but you do. And you yes. get to be a better human being when you take the time to know yourself fully.
Yeah. I wanted to skip the break if we could, if you don't mind, because I don't want us to miss out about the connection between these three things. And please take us on the journey if you don't mind. The connection between the shadow side of purpose, when and how we choose to walk mm-hmm. outside of that, and what the impact of your words, the energy vampire, might be. It's like mm-hmm. this little hairball. Sorry, that's really an awful description of it. But that's how it has felt for me sometimes in my life. Mm-hmm. I don't think I knew I was walking outside of my purpose. I did know that I was around people that weren't supporting me.
Mm-hmm. My experience and my personal opinion, and there's probably lots of others out there, is that energy vampires show up in two ways. The first one we do to ourselves, which is when we choose to walk outside of that purpose. And I want to be really clear. There's nothing wrong with choosing to walk outside of purpose. There may be a very, very good reason. Maybe you're stepping out because your best friend really needs you by their side through something. It doesn't serve you, but you're going to make that choice.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with that as long as you know what choice you're making. Mm-hmm. However, when you step out of that, it's hard. Your energy's fighting itself. You're giving away something that perhaps you weren't fully prepared to give away, and it drains you. It doesn't kill you necessarily, but it drains you. And so that's where you have the most influence, in my opinion, on the vampires that you create for yourself. The other set of vampires are the people who don't understand. They work at cross purpose. They take and they take and they take and they take. And we've all encountered them. Sometimes they're bosses, sometimes they're colleagues, sometimes they're family members, sometimes it's all of the above. But they're the people that it takes so much of ourselves to manage that we lose ourselves. So that's an external force coming in as one vampire, and then there's the internal when you choose to walk out. In my experience, when I can separate two types of energy vampires, then I can go back to my place of purpose and find the energy draw to deal with it. So when it's a negative outside person vampire, man, they show up at the holidays, they show up at the company office party, they show up in all of those places. And you know they're going to be there because you have to go, you don't want to go. Or the uncle that's going to talk all the crazy politics at the table that's going to drive you crazy when you get together. Your body's already telling you, vampire alert, vampire alert, vampire alert. And so how do you walk into that from your place of purpose and your place of knowing? And for me, it's centering back to, I trust myself, I know my limits, and I'm willing to speak up for my boundaries, and I now know how much I can give away without draining. It takes practice, it takes consciousness, and an awareness of the two types of vampires. But they're there. Maybe there's more, but those are my two big ones.
Well, and you know, what you're talking about too is getting to really getting to know ourselves, be willing to know ourselves, get in touch with that feeling you described, right? Mm-hmm. As you, and I was totally right there about the whole family thing and walking into the holiday and, you know, blasting on the television or the entire conversation may be about political things that you don't agree with. And it's mm-hmm. just going to be that way if I choose to show up and be there. And mm-hmm. I know it is, right? But in this message, too, I'm hearing that all of these things, opportunities for us to understand our own personal wisdom, aren't they?
They are. And it's more than just understanding, Dr. Pat. It's trusting.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. We often know better.
Yeah.
But we don't believe it. Mm-hmm. And you have to trust to believe. And that's coming back to your body wisdom is there. You know that anxiety levels up. Hello, red flag. So
yeah.
Trust it. I know I'm going into a situation that's going to be hard. I'm accepting that choice. Now, how do I prepare myself? What can I do? What are my boundaries? How do I get my head, my heart, and my body connected so that I'm managing that experience and that energy vampire in a way that will have an impact on me, but not a severe one? Because you can't escape it. I mean, you know you're going into it.
Yeah.
But it's trusting that you know best for you and you know how to handle this, and don't let anybody else sway you. Go back to being that tree. You know, your mother's going to yammer at you and make nice or this or that. Okay, what are you going to do to hear that, acknowledge it, and own what you need to be a contributor to that event, but not walk out of there angry, depleted, and worn out?
Yeah. And, you know, these are all choices. That's why I love what you're talking about. I want to take a minute. I know this time goes so quickly. I want to take a minute before your personal message for today. And, again, just remind people how they find out about you, coaching. Let's make sure they have the website and contact information, because this is the time of year, boy, where we can use a bit of help.
At the winter holiday season, between the waning sunlight, the pressures of having everything perfect, it's year end, work's busy, kids are out of school, everything is in disarray this year, and yet we're supposed to be magically happy. It's a tough time to navigate. Would be delighted to partner with you if that would be helpful. Again, personalwisdomcoachingnow.com. Send me an email from the contact site. We'll figure out the best way to connect and see what magic can unfold for yourself. What gift can you give yourself this holiday season to help you navigate and show up as your best and authentic soul level self?
Well, we've talked about so many really cool things today. I mean, everything from walking outside of your purpose. Now, I know I did that because I was in relationship with someone that had a brain aneurysm, and I had just graduated my doctoral program. And so here you are, career, you're moving over here, and oh, wait a minute, the next 18 months, it was all about caring for a person to make sure that happened again. And that is a choice. No, I didn't have to do that, but that was a choice. What you're talking about too then is understanding when we make these choices, what it means to be in the energy of it, to understand the impact of it. I love that you're laying this out for people in a very clear way, because, see, we can do this if we just had some help. Thank you for today. I would love to know your personal message, and I can't wait till the next show.
So what I'd like people to hear today, if nothing else in our journey of conversation, is that you are a beautiful, soul-filled being who came here with a purpose, and that purpose is good. And when you can uncover and put the language to it, you have the opportunity to be the being and the doing and the impact in this world that you were created for. And with that knowledge, you own your wisdom. You have a whole wealth of information to make decisions in your life with. and it simply goes better. It's not smooth. It's not perfect. You know, I'm not offering the angels here. That's the next lifetime. but it's a way to navigate. And if you're a person who's never really thought about how they go on that journey, one of the things that I offer in my practice is simply a life purpose discovery module. If you're not a person who thinks coaching's good for you or that you really want to go there, come and see me because we can just do some mini work around getting you that purpose and language and reinforcing these tools, because I promise you, your life will be different if you take the time to invest in yourself and at least knowing that.
Mm. I thank you so very much for everything you do. And, you know, we're going to have a continuing conversation. I love to call these progressive conversations because where we leave off today, we'll pick up in the next show, right?
Yes. Yes. And we're going to dive into that, some of that deep listening and how you know in our next show.
Oh, my gosh. For all of you out there, please, this one thing I've learned is reach out, even if you don't know exactly what's heavy on your heart. Reach out to me to reach out and get yourself some relief. You deserve it. Nita Johnson, everybody, I'm Dr. Pat. We're going to take a short break. Personal wisdom, you got it. She can help you uncover it. We'll see you in a few minutes.
Thanks for tuning in to the Personal Wisdom Show with me, Nita Johnson. Join me every month for a conversation on key topics that will help you think about success, wisdom, and your time here in a new way. We are all here at this time for a reason, but by uncovering that and learning to live your life on purpose, we can truly change the energy and impact of the world one human being at a time. To learn more about me, visit my website at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com. We all have a soul-level purpose. Tune in next time to TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover yours.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And that'll do it for the first hour of Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Nate here on Alternative Talk 1150 AM for a quick look at the traffic as we approach 11 o'clock. And right now, most of the issues are in the northbound direction, particularly on 405, where 167 is seeing some buildup between the Valley Medical Center and the 405 interchange. And on 405 eastbound from Tukwila to Renton, stop and go right now, but remains heavy through Newcastle and Bellevue. And then for those of you on I-5, northbound direction starts to slow down, heading into Seattle, beginning at the exit for Airport Way, then becomes stop and go after you get past Boeing Field, heading into Seattle. And finally, for 405 southbound, just some lighter slowdowns right now between Kirkland and Bellevue. And that's it for this traffic update. Stay tuned after the news break for our second hour of Transformation Talk Radio. We have the Dr. Pat Show. And on today's show, it's Holidays with the Angels with our guest, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. The White House says pharmacies will be calling, emailing, and texting those who are eligible for a booster shot this upcoming winter. The CDC says everybody 18 and older should get boosted 6 months after receiving a second dose of Pfizer or Moderna, while the same applies to those who are 2 months removed from getting their Johnson & Johnson shot. The Biden administration will also make a big push through AARP to get older Americans their boosters. Wall Street's wild ride continues. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been up more than 600 points at times during today's trading session. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 are also up so far today. The Speaker of the House believes the 6-3 conservative majority on the Supreme Court could end the constitutional protections for abortion. California Democrat Nancy Pelosi called it scary and said abortion should not be a political issue.
Court is threatening to trample over the Constitution, destroy Roe v. Wade, and take away a woman's freedom to make the most fundamental decision that she can make for herself and her family.
The High Court heard oral arguments this week on a challenge to a controversial abortion law in Mississippi. The controversial immigration plan called Remain in Mexico is returning next week. Lieutenant Chris Olivares with the Texas Department of Public Safety says they're worried about a rush at the border before it goes into effect.
The human smugglers, you know, they have profited so much off of this current crisis right now, and they're going to continue to do that. They're going to continue to find ways to move families, children, single adults across.
The policy forces asylum seekers to wait south of the border until their claims can be heard. Mexico has reportedly agreed to provide security for buses that transport migrants attending court hearings. If you miss a payment, check your DMs for a message from debt collectors. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau implemented new rules this week that lets collection agencies email, text, and send direct messages to folks on social media to track them down for money owed. However, the messages must be private, and debt collectors must identify themselves and offer anyone who receives the message a way to opt out of being contacted online. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Donico Pet Clinic provides comprehensive care for the animals of people in need. Funded by donations and powered by volunteers, Donico Pet Clinic keeps overhead to a minimum to ensure healing is at a maximum.
Hi, this is Marty. Please help Team Donico make a difference in the lives of pets and their people. Volunteer or donate today. Donico Pet Clinic. Log on to donico.org. That's DoneyCoe.org.
And now for your alternative talk weather outlook. For today, we'll see gradually clearing skies throughout the day, becoming mostly sunny, giving us daytime temperatures around 43, and southeast winds between 5 and 9 miles per hour. Overnight, mostly cloudy, with a low around 38. For tomorrow, it should be a mostly cloudy day, bringing us a high near 44 and a low around 39. And finally, to begin the weekend on Saturday, rain is likely throughout the morning and afternoon, high near 45.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to The Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to The Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. We've got a great show, another special show with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, joining us here today. Holidays with the Angels with my very special guest, Sue Storm. We are taking your calls. This is about, one, finding out who your angels are, and two, finding out what the messages are. And then I've done something as well. One of the first things that I did or was given when I started this about 18 years ago, somebody said to me, do you know who Louise Hay is? And I was kind of like, yeah, I think I do, yeah. And they gave me this power thought cards here. So not only are you going to hear from Sue and what she's up to, who your angels are, what your message is from your angels, what they are, but I'm also going to pull a card for you. You can do this in a couple of ways. 1-800-930-2819, keep Nathan busy. Or what you can do is go to transformationtalkradio.com, and there's a place for you to type your question in. For those of you that know Sue, you know she is the Angel Lady. So you definitely know that that is her purpose. That is like what we were talking about in the last hour. You know, how do you know that inner wisdom, that purpose you have? She's the Angel Lady, international author. She's a speaker, prosperity consultant. And from a very, very young age, very, very young age, got tuned in and turned on to angel energy. This is the Angel Lady, Sue Storm. She will tell you who your angels are, very unique way she does that, and we'll try to get you some relief rolling for the holidays. Sue, it's great to have you.
you. And it's wonderful to be here. I'm all excited because we're talking about joy today. So how do we bring joy into our life?
Yeah. So one of the things that it takes a lifetime to realize is that joy is an inside job.
Yeah, and isn't that a good way of putting it? Yes.
It's an inside job. However, you have to learn some skills because the outside world is relentless. And when you compound that with the past 24, 28 months of what people have gone through, you find that there is, we teeter-totter on this edge of things. And if we can express joy and joy to the world, if we, each of us individually, can show up, even in the face of somebody that looks like they just have lost it, they're gone, and we can bring that in, we can make a difference, can't we?
If you're asking me, the answer is yes, big yes.
Now, do we have an angel for joy or an angel for happiness or an angel for inspiration or an angel for, like, the good vibes? Who are these angels?
Okay, so let's see if we can go in your order. Joy is Joseph. It's the angel of joy. Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N, is the angel of happiness. Inspiration is Rachel, angel of inspiration. And what was the last one you said? Was it good fortune? Because I think that's the one that's coming up next.
Well, you can say good fortune, but I was thinking good vibes.
Okay. Well, good fortune is Timothy, angel of actually the angel of good fortune. Timothy is the angel of abundance and good fortune. And you know, good energy, Esther is the angel of energy. She's the one that can pick you up when you need it.
And, you know, this is really today. There's so many people excited about the holidays, so many people experiencing loss and grief. There's really a very interesting, contrasting dynamic in the world today. It's not that every holiday season we don't go through with this or we don't have this. But we're looking today in this show to uplift everybody's spirit for the holidays, right? To think about prosperity and abundance, to think about how to be able to create things so that we can spend this time and have this time and be able to joyfully be in giving as well. So let's talk about prosperity, because you've got a few prosperity people, angels.
I do. Katrina is the angel of prosperity. And what I've said on the show before, angels consider prosperity everything in your life working. So your relationships, your a romance, your, your finances, your good health, everything is in good place.
Yeah, your career. Now, look, we're taking your calls. We have Alicia is waiting to chat with us, 1-800-930-2819. We will bring you right in here. You'll get to say hi to Nathan today, and then we'll get your questions. Nathan, let's bring on Alicia if we could.
Hello, Alicia. You're live with Sue and Dr. Pat.
Hey there.
Oh,
welcome
great.
To the show.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hey, good. Hey, have you gotten your angels yet from Sue?
I don't know that I have my particular angel reading, although I did call in once, and I was given the name of an angel to help with some work. And
okay.
So I'm kind of following up a little bit.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, well let's do this. Let me give you your angels that have been with you your whole life for your life's purpose. Let's do that, and then we'll go from there. So your archangel is Michael, guidance and protection.
Uh-huh.
And then you also have that angel of inspiration. Rachel is the angel of inspiration. Caroline, angel of positive thinking. And what I see missing is a money angel. So we're gonna throw in Katrina, the angel of prosperity, because she is there for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Alicia, what's your question?
Well, you know, I've been applying and interviewing the jobs, and I feel really good about them. I've been really trying to tune in and develop applications and resumes and things. I mean, I'm really kind of going a very traditional route here because I just need to do this right now. But it's something that I have experience in. I'm definitely qualified for these jobs. And I'm just not getting very far. And now I'm getting interviews, which is wonderful, but then it's like, no, sorry. But these really sort of dunk, you know, responses. And I really feel that I could do the work. I really feel I can imagine myself in the position, but I've really taken that position of doing it that way, but it's getting a little tiring now to get these negative responses, and I don't really know what's going on. I don't know if I'm overqualified or not directing something, or there's something missing, or I don't know. I don't understand.
Would you like your angels to weigh in and tell you what's happening?
Yeah, let's get the angels to weigh in on this one.
Okay, sure. All right. So those weren't the right jobs, because when the right one comes along, you're going to get it. And you were qualified, but they weren't that way, and it was in your best interest not to work in those places. They have something more special for you. And I just see that coming. So don't give up. Don't feel like, you know, things are going against you. Just keep applying and keep, getting your name out there and do the things that you can do. And let's just ask for an angel blessing to help you find the appropriate job at the appropriate time. There you go.
Yeah. Okay. And you're really looking for a job. That's kind of the way you started out. You're not looking for the career path of your dreams.
Well, I kind of, yeah. I mean, I've got different ideas of what I'll be doing, and you know, one of them is just to have a job because I need to do that. I can't really build anything new right now in the position I'm in. Just me personally, I just don't have. I need something stable to replace what I'm doing because what I'm doing right now is just getting too hard for me physically to do anymore.
Yes,
and so I need to move into something else. And I have all these. This other experience I've had, and I have a lot of things that I've been doing to keep up with it just in my own spare time for a couple of years now, the recommendation of many people. And so now I'm like, okay, well, now I'm ready. And everything seems to come together in the applications and everything, but then somehow somehow it's just not working. But I guess it's just another stepping stone, and I need to heed the message that it's not the right place, like you say, and that's okay. But I do need to find some time to rest now because it's getting sort of tiring to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I have a work injury and it's not getting any better. Typing all these applications is very difficult. It's a shoulder and wrist injury. So I put a lot of time into them and. I'm trying to be really careful about how I do that, but thinking, okay, well, I'll do this one because I think there's a really good chance, and then I'm not getting it, so I'm going to have to take some time off a little bit from this. But
yeah, it's a little daunting. It's a little daunting. And we're on the other side of it because we're interviewing for producers. We have two producer positions open, and they're highly technical, but yet. The people that come have to be able to understand you, the audience, right?
Yeah.
And so our interviews are a little bit, I would say, unique. I'm the first one that does the interview, and one of the people I interviewed said to me, I'm probably going to hire this person, said to me, wow, never interviewed with the CEO of the company first. And they said, you know, you asked some very abstract questions. It sounds like you're looking for somebody with a heart. Now, that's a person, to me, that tapped into the energy I had. So I pulled a card for you, and I'd like you to think about this. Can I read it to you?
Yes,
Sure, yes, thank you.
Okay. I actually pulled a couple cards, so let me just start by one question. Is your relationship going okay?
It's going okay. Yeah, my partner's having a really hard time these days with all the stuff. But
okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Okay.
Other than that.
Because believe it or not, and this is odd, but not, I shuffled the deck, and I the first two cards I pulled. I don't know if I can hold them up here, like to show people. Okay. So I pulled two cards, and they on the surface were not related to what you were talking about, but I think they might be. So I'm going to let you decide that. Can I read them to you?
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Now, these come from the Power Thought cards from Louise Hay. This is one of the first decks she's ever done. So the first one says, all my relationships are harmonious. So, Alicia, let me tell you something. When you interview, this is the thought you want to hold. Because when you're interviewing with people, that is a relationship engagement you're getting into, right? So let me read the back of the card because it's kind of cool. It says, when we create harmony in our minds and hearts, we will find it in our lives. The inner creates the outer always. So this, I coach people. I'm a career coach. I coach people on how to interview. And so this little card here, this is what I coach them on because you already have the credentials. But this little card, if you approach these from a place of a harmonious, right, get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
doesn't matter what the other person says, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But then the next one I pulled was, like, interesting. And it said, and by the way, I shuffled twice and this card came to the top twice. So you can just figure what this one's about.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's like respect each other's dream. Respect each other's dream. In a relationship, there are two dreamers with two different dreams. You need to accept the differences that exist between two dreamers. You need to respect each other's dream. So that's the relationship. Now, here's the one for you, for the job. You ready? Repeat this after me. Are you going to do it?
Yes, sure. I'm ready.
Okay. All right. Everything I touch is a success. Come on, let me hear you. Come on.
Everything I touch is a success.
Okay, now try and say it like you mean it. Come on.
Okay.
Everything I touch is a success.
Everything that I touch is a success.
You got it. Okay, let me read the back. I don't want to keep you so long. I apologize for that. Okay. It says, I now establish a new awareness of success, Alicia. Got that?
Oh, yeah.
A new awareness of success, okay? Like not all the people that are rejecting you. That's like not a new awareness of success. Do you feel me on that?
Yes, I get it. Yes, yes. I was trying to go there. Yeah, this just came up the other day, so...
Okay, wait, I'm not done. There's more for you. I can be as successful as I make up my mind to be. Got that?
Uh-huh.
All right, ready? Here's the other. I move into the winning circle. Golden opportunities are everywhere for me. Charity of every kind is drawn to me. You need to go back and listen to the show on these, okay?
Yeah, this is really a totally different way, yes. I need to consult with you.
Totally different way. See, these cards, and the reason I'm talking to you about it and the reason Sue was pulling the angels she pulled is because, number one, when two relationship cards pop up, that's really unusual. And you're not even talking about them. So there's something over there. But you got to change that inner working and call on the angels to help you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Remember, the next time you sit down and do your resume or you put your thing in Indeed or whatever you're putting it in, anytime you do that, you got to show up harmonious, number one. You got to show up as, what did I say to you about this one, right? Right? Everything I touch is a success. You got to say that out loud, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I will. I'll be practicing all these mantras now.
Okay, rock on, sister.
Hey, well, thank you so much. This is really helpful. I'll work on it, and I'll maybe give you a jingle. Thank you.
Yeah, boy, I needed to hear that for myself. Very good. Wow, that was great.
Can I add something right here?
Yeah, go ahead, Sue. Go for it.
Yeah, sure. Corey, C-O-R-Y, is the angel of careers, and he just raised his hand. He wants to help you. And George, and a crazy name for an angel of success, but George is the angel of success.
So
call on them. Have one of them on either side of you when you dial up for the interview or go on Zoom or whatever you're going to do. How's that? Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. Yes. Okay. I definitely looking for that.
Very good. I love it.
Yes.
Hey, Nathan, let's go take a quick break if we could. When we come back, Sue Storm, the angel lady, is with us. We've got angels. We've got Louise Hay. We've got these great cards, power thought cards, and a whole lot more tips for joy, happiness, and inspiration. The holidays with Sue Storm, the angel lady. 1-800-930-2819. Want to get a little uplift? Give us a call. We'll be right back, Nathan. Invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares practical tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you learn to live your best life. Live the good life, connecting your physical and spiritual self with Sabrina Wright. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationDocRadio.com. Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Oh, my God, Nathan, you cut it off right at the part that Juice was going to be like getting it on right there. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Guess what? Sue Storm, the angel lady, is in the house. Hey, look, we're taking your calls, but we're also taking your questions. For those of you that cannot call in, you can go to TransformationTalkRadio.com, go right down where it says ask a question, and just knock it in there and ask your question, and we'll get you your answer. Also, if you want to know your angels, you want to know an angel message, anything that's on your mind, Sue Storm, the angel lady, is here to help. I also am going to pull a card. But, Sue, before we go there, how do people find out about you? What's your number that people can work with you to get through this holiday season?
Absolutely.
And I'm not kidding when I say get through it.
Absolutely. All right, here we go. And it's a wonderful time to work with the angels. And all year round is good, but at Christmas time, you see angels everywhere. It reminds you this is the time to connect. So my website is theangellady.net. theangellady.net. And my 800 number is 800-323-1790. I'll repeat that, 800-323-1790. And we had, I have to tell you this, Dr. Pat,
yeah.
The young man who's helping me with my new books, because I have two books this year, and they're on Amazon, and the young man said to me, I don't want to do a Black Friday special. How about we do a Light Friday special? It's L-I-G-H-T. So we have
great.
A Light Friday special, Amazon.com. And we're going to run it all the way through the first of the year. I said, let's just give everybody an offer. They're just down to half price. And that includes my Angel First Aid RX for Excellence and my Angel First Aid RX for Miracles. And that's the second edition. So, and they're also on Kindle, both on Kindle. So if you want a special for yourself or someone else, this is the time to share the angels. And we will do the Dr. Pat special as well. The Dr. Pat special is you pay for one half hour and you get the second one at no charge.
We're I love it.
Giving the angel advice away. Here we go.
Hey, what's the new book about? You didn't tell me.
Oh, the new book, Angel First Aid RX for Excellence. It's basically how to be successful. And my daughter and I wrote it together.
Oh, that's sweet.
And so I'm really excited about that one. And one of my I'll tell you the story really quickly. Is there a call
waiting?
Yes, please. Or do you want to hear a story?
I want to hear a story.
You want to hear a story? Okay. So when it got time to do the front cover, I always like to have something that's original art on my front cover. And I'm thinking, what do I do? What do I do? How do I do it? Who do I contact? And I got a name of a woman who's an artist, but she only does abstracts. She never does, landscapes or people or angels or anything like that. But I got her name, so I picked up the phone and called her, and she said, oh, Sue, I was just going to call you. I just finished a painting of an angel. And there it is.
Wow.
And there it is. So somehow or other, it all worked out that her angel picture is on the cover, and it's beautiful. Colors are beautiful. So so that was that. But, and let's see, it's really about how to be successful. Like the other lady who was just calling in, she would definitely benefit from that book. And one of the things that's different about that book is in the beginning, I put all the questions, like all the questions about angels and then all the questions about success. And so everything is right up front, and then you can read the miracle stories and everything else.
I love it. You know, I think, Sue, these past couple of years have really changed people. And I really do believe that. And I think that people are trying to find something to be inspired by. They want to be successful in life, right? I mean, there's no question about that. And so the fact that you're writing this book, right, that talks and addresses this, especially from the angel perspective, and especially with your daughter, how cool is that?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
what excites you most about the book, the upcoming book? Because you've international books, you've written books before.
Yeah.
But the timing of this book is awesome.
And you know, honestly, the price is $8.99. It's just
oh, really?
Yeah, and I think it's only it's down to just $1 or $2 on the Kindle.
Well,
so I love my Kindle. It's the perfect gift, and it's a perfect inspiration. And if you welcome angels into your life, everything changes. You know, you're talking about how lives change. And one of the things that I found is that when people believe in their angels, they have faith. They trust. Those are the things that are missing in life is trust and faith and believing. And for some reason, we get so busy with our life, we forget all those things. And this brings it back, and then things start to turn around.
Yeah. You know, I think that you've touched upon something so important. And one of the super reasons for tapping into the angel energy that you're bringing forward is this idea of reminding us that we have a connection to be guided. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We have this angelic connection. And I'll tell you, we forget that, don't we?
We don't pay attention.
Yeah,
when you say forget it, I think we do, but we don't pay attention. When we're young, you know, and there's no stigmatism or, you know, naysayers about what we see and believe and stuff, we play with our angels we and the fairies and all the other good things. And then when we get older, those things go by the wayside somehow.
You know, they do go by the wayside. But, you know, part of this, though, too, is when people work with you, and you've been doing these specials for the holidays since I've known you. And, you know, it is the gift that just keeps giving. Because even when people call you, and they may think that there's, oh, I've got this issue going on, or I've got that issue going on, right? That may not be the real issue. There may be something underneath that. And I don't know that people know how in-depth these sessions are with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They're life-changing. And quickly, to the first half hour, you'll notice a difference. You'll feel different. You'll just be clearer. And the other thing that I say, and I've said this on the air, is confusion causes craziness.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so if you can't make a decision, if you don't know why this has happened or that's happened or what's going on or, you know, if you're confused, let your angels help you. They can help you. Cornell is the angel of decision-making. They can help you with their decisions. They can help you just about with anything. I mean, do you want to hear my craziest one? Would you like to hear that one?
I'd love to. I love crazy.
My craziest one is about a lady who had a python snake, and it had sniffles, and she called the angels because she couldn't get to the vet. So I said, whoa. But you know what? The angel said to me is it needs to be warmed up. So she put it in the shower, and she warmed it up, and she rubbed it with oils, and it got better.
Oh, my gosh. I love that.
I get all kinds of questions.
I was reading your book, Angel First Aid RX for Excellence. And one of the things that I was tapping into is the part where you talk about energy. And I think you actually use the phrase energy tap,
mm-hmm.
right? And it talks about increasing one's energy flow so that we can be at a higher potential. And do... with guidance, with help, with support, so that we don't get derailed. You know, I was just doing a show before, and we were talking about energy vampires. We were talking about people that, you know, one day they're your best friend, the next day, oh, my God, there's just something has happened to them. You see, we're at a breaking point. But this energy tap you're talking about, you know, helps us understand that there are tools, that there are techniques that every one of us can use to stay in that harmonious place you talked about.
Yeah, I agree. The book is filled with different remedies, and everything works. You know, if somebody knows astrology, they know that Aries have little patience,
And I'm and I am a quadruple Aries. So. In fact, the sun and the moon were in eclipse in Aries when I was born. So, I mean, there's so much Aries in me. I said to the angels, I need little remedies that are easy, quick, and efficient that work. And they are. If you look at them, they're easy, quick, and they work. If I don't put them in there, they don't work.
Yeah, and the other part of what you've also done is you put in affirmations for people, just like what we did, you know, when Alicia called in, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're including things here so that people can have a guidepost, so they can have a way to see forward. Are you excited about wrapping this year up?
Yeah. Well, I'm excited about next year. I mean, this year was a really good year. I mean, I experienced loneliness, COVID.
Yeah, me too.
COVID-related. But I'm really looking forward to next year. I feel the future energies are better. Mm-hmm. I think they're higher. They're more enlightened for some reason. I just see, angelically, I just see a huge shift to things turning around and things getting better, higher, uplifted. That's what I'm really looking forward to.
Well, I have to do an exercise to provide documentation on something. And I was looking at when the day to do it, and I realized that we're wrapping up this year with the solar eclipse in Sagittarius on December 4th. And that particular day, right, that Saturday, that particular day is that day where this particular eclipse will reveal your higher destiny, right? It's like a brief moment when you have the moon that blocks out the sun's light. Now, if you're in the Pacific Northwest, I don't think we're going to see the moon or the light on that day. But you're in the Chicago area, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure. But this is a time, and a couple things people say about it. I'm not an astrologer, so I like to read what other people say. You know, they say that we'll have to pick up and lead our own way through the wisdom and lessons we've learned over the last 2 years. And I just found that so fascinating. We have to pick up and lead our own way. And it's really interesting when I think about that, because this has been a two-year saga between the Gemini-Sagittarius axis, right? Some people call it fated spiritual awakening. If you have not gotten a spiritual awakening in the past 2 years, don't worry. You still have a couple of days to get it. But there's been a lot of awakenings, don't you think?
Yes, yes. It's been an interesting year, I'll have to say that.
And so this is really the time for everybody to really take that look, take that breath, you know, be in that place where you remember that we are surrounded by angelic energy, angelic wisdom, you know, where our earth skin will get us but so far, right, Sue? And boy, don't we struggle as to how do you even ask our angels for help. What do you recommend for people
who are struggling?
How to come to our angels and ask them for help?
Oh, sure, absolutely. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that part. Okay, it's easy. Your angels are like your friends. It's easy. They're there. They've been there for you. They want to be there for you. So talk to them just like you would talk to your friends. Make a request. You know, I need this, or I'd be happy if I had that, or let's just call on Timothy. Timothy, the angel of good fortune. Increase my income. Help me be strong and stable and financially stable. Jeremiah is the angel of financial security. So. And for some reason, Eileen, the angel of happiness, is just coming forward. And let yourself take a happiness break. Let yourself just take a few minutes and take a happiness break. Think of times when you were really happy. That can happen.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, that's along the lines of what I was talking about with 4th, And, you know, this new moon, the total eclipse in Sagittarius. I mean, there's, you know, if you look at the energy, some people are feeling it now. But there's this idea of being more positive, more optimistic tone, especially in the astrology world. But sometimes we can't get out of our own way. This is also a time, Sue, about ending a chapter and letting go of things. It's so sad when I think about in the past 2 weeks how many phone calls I've gotten for people that are no longer on the earth plane. You know, whether it's life got too hard, it doesn't matter. I was just a bit struck by how many people made their transition. And yet, you have to wonder how it all fits in to the great cosmic RX, they call it, the cosmic revolution. So let's talk about how people can tap into angel energy to make some positive changes.
Well, honestly, just contact them, believe in them, trust them. Get a copy of the glossary of angels so you know who to contact and for what. You can always say, angels raise my vibrations an octave. That's helpful. Or angels send blessings to the situation. That's helpful. But if you know the specific angels, like what we were talking about earlier, where we give you the specific angel name,
mm-hmm.
And also, if anyone goes to my website, theangellady.net, and fill out the form under Ask Me, the heading that says Ask Me, and fill out that form and ask me for a list of the glossary of angels, and I'll just send it to you. So you can download it, and it's got a really pretty graphic picture on the front. And you can keep your angels with you. If you don't have the book, you can have the angels, and they'll be with you. And just talk to them. Allow them to be with you. Talk to them at night. If you have a request you're going to make for, like, you need a new car, need a new job, talk to them before you go to sleep at night. That's the best time. And I don't know how to say it except just incorporate them into your life.
You know, and I love that you're talking about it in that way, because one of the things about this upcoming couple of days is that, you know, the sign of Sagittarius, they say, is a sign of higher mind. It focuses on expansion. But there's something interesting about the energy now, right, to unlock our luminary power, so to speak. But this message for now is about feeling optimism, but about our future growth and all its possibilities. You know, one of the things that comes to mind is right now the world is quite literally our oyster. It is that thing for us. So here's the question that you ask. You know, every show that I do, there's a question that comes on, which is, what would you do if you knew you could not fail? In 2022, our theme is, it's all about you. It's all about the listeners. It's all about our guests. It's all about our hosts. It's all about the people that want to rise up. So the question now that we are asking people to ask themselves is, what would you do? What would you try out if no one could tell you no? Can you envision it? Then go get it. Then go do it. See, that's this Sagittarius-Jupiter energy. But don't you think it's much easier when we get some angelic guidance?
Absolutely. Take that extra dimension. Accept it. Believe in it. Trust it. And, wow, watch you go. That's what you just said.
I know. Susan, I'm the Angel Lady. Nathan, let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to bring it full circle to get you ready for joy, inspiration, and that question. What would you try out? What would you do if no one could tell you no? Envision it, then go for it. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady.
taught you or your kids how to handle stress? That's right, no one. I'm combat veteran Deb Lewis, and I'm on a mission to change that. My new children's book, Why is Pono Not Pono Today, is set in Hawaii. Lovable characters, Pono the Bull and his friend Kuleana, show us how a stressful situation ends happily. Look closer to reveal powerful ways to handle all types of stress. Start loving your stress-filled life today. Go to mentallytoughwomen.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dreams that set your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is here. And we're going to remind everybody of what we talked about and who those angels are. But before we do that, how do we get a copy of your book, Sue? Tell people about your Dr. Pat specials, all of the above.
Okay. So if you want to go to my website, theangellady.net, theangelady.net, you can get the books on the, there's a link to Amazon, and that's an easy way to do it. The books are called Angel First Aid RX Prescription for Excellence, that's the last one, and then Angel First Aid RX Prescription for Miracles, and they want the second edition. So those are the ones that are on sale for Light Friday, which is going through the holidays. I thought that was very creative. And and they're all, yes, and they're also on Kindle at a special price, almost half price, from now through the beginning of the year. And excuse me. Okay, and my 800 number, if you'd like a session with me or consultation, 800-323-1790, 800-323-1790, And a consultation is anything you need to just change your life. It's designed just for you, and it's about health and happiness and joy and prosperity. And what do you need? What's holding you back? What's your life purpose? What blocks are in your way for achieving that? So that's all included. And let's see, what did I miss? Did I miss anything? Dr. Pat special. We missed the Dr. Pat special, which is you pay for a half hour, and the second half hour is at no charge. So it's worth it. It's important. And it's wonderful. We have gift certificates. I can email you one if you want to buy one. Mothers are getting them for their children, especially when they're going away to college or young adults. So we're doing that, too.
Awesome. Look, one of the things that I wanted to ask you, we started to talk about a conversation that we're having regarding how is it for us that we can bring in more joy, more inspiration, and we mentioned a couple of angels. So can you just give us a recap of that for today?
Absolutely. Okay. So Joseph is the angel of joy. Eileen is the angel of happiness. And Timothy is the angel of good fortune. And Katrina is the angel of prosperity. So talk to them. Ask them to be with you. Call on them. You might even ask them to give you a message, and then feel the message. Angel messages come in with a warm, good feeling, and so that would be interesting. But also take a break. Take a happiness break, just 2 or 3 minutes. Take a joy break. Just get your vibrations up. Just think of the joy. Put the world aside and just be joyful. Just be connected to your angels. It's lovely. Ask them if they'll take you up to the angelic realm and let you look around. That would be fun for the holidays. I've done it. It happens. Okay, Dr. Pat.
I love it. Now, look, I have 2 cards here that I pulled from the same deck. Well, they actually jumped out. I want to do this one first, and this one is, this one says, I am deeply fulfilled by all that I do. And on the back of it, it talks about each moment of the day I spend, each moment of the day is special to me as I follow my higher instincts and listen to my heart. I am at peace with my world and affairs. So that was that one. But this one is really interesting. And I love this card. I haven't picked it in a while. It says, my thoughts are creative. It's a powerful message. I say out to every negative thought that comes in my mind. No person, place, or thing has any power over me, for I am the only thinker in my mind. I create my own reality and everyone in it. What a powerful message.
It is.
Right?
Yeah. And strength and power.
Mm-hmm.
No, they just said that, Dr. Pat. Strength and power. Those are the words for the new year. Oh, that was good. Go ahead.
What is the message from the angels about moving forward in this holiday season? Moving forward this year.
Yes.
What are you hearing from them?
Okay, so what I'm hearing is the word love, L-O-V-E. You know, approach the holidays with love. Approach your family with love. Approach your siblings with love. That's cute. I don't know who that one was for. But just bring the love of the angels, you know. Just open yourself up and ask for that angelic love, angelic wisdom to be with you. And I think if you just look at the future through the lens of love, it'll be a whole lot better, and it'll raise your vibrations and put you in the law of attraction. And Terina, T-E-R-I-N-A, is the angel of attraction, so let her help you. I think the message is just be at peace, let harmony be in your heart, and let love be your perception for the future. Ooh, that was nice.
That was great. And, you know, you're right on track with this, Sue, because my thoughts are creative. And we could have thoughts that are loving, that are uplifting, that are inspiring, that are expansive, that show a future of optimism and delivery on that, a world of possibilities, regardless of who you are or what you're up against. And I think as we take this energy into this weekend, that is definitely the way we want to have this for each other. Sue, you've got the great holiday special that you're doing and so much more. Thank you for everything you do. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, give out your website, Sue, one more time.
Sure. TheAngelLady.net. TheAngelLady.net. And love to hear from you.
Yeah, and I want to say to everybody out there, this is a great time to let go of everything that doesn't serve you and invite in that energy this Saturday, that beautiful moon, that beautiful energy of possibilities, expansion, and don't forget to dream big, really big. What would you do if there was never going to be a no at the end of that sentence? Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Nathan. Thank you, everybody at TTR. We'll see you next time.